Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take Tenfit Talmud. Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Gimel, Baba Basra 123a, pagination is 245, starting from the middle of the wide lines at the end of a line, Re'uya Haysa. The Gemara says it was fitting that Bechura Lotzes mi Rachel, that the firstborn should have been from Rachel. We know that Yaakov met Rachel originally in Parshas Vayetze, and that Yaakov cried when he saw Rachel. We're told that he recognized that she was his bashert, his designated mate, his zivug, but that she would not be buried with him. And Rachel was the one that was destined for Yaakov. We find that she's recognized as the Akeres Habayis in the end of the book of Rus. Even though it's people from the tribe of Yehuda that are talking, they still talk about Rus, that she should be like Rachel and Leah. They put Rachel first. They recognized that Rachel was the designated primary mate of Yaakov. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Ela todos Yaakov, Yosef, the children of Yaakov, Yosef stood out. Ela shekadmosa Leah berachamim. But because Leah davened so much, Leah preceded Rachel in that quite unusual case that we find in Parshas Vayetze, that Lavan, their father, switched Leah for Rachel in giving Leah first to Yaakov as a wife. We'll explain that in a moment, but the Gemara continues, Umitoch tzniya shahaisa babi Rachel, and because of the tznius, the sensitivity that Rachel had, hechzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu la, Hashem returned Bechora to Rachel's descendants on some level. Asks the Gemara, "My kadmosa Leah berachamim." What does it mean that Leah preceded Rachel because she davened? Dichsiv. The pasuk says, "Ve'ene Leah rakos," and the eyes of Leah were soft, tender. They were oozing from tears. My rakos. What does it mean? Ilim rakos mamish. If it means literally to describe her looks. The pasuk refrains from talking about an impure animal, a tame animal, avoids the topic by saying from the animals that were pure and from the animals that aren't pure. And we learn from there to speak b'loshan nikiya. Gemara that we had in the beginning of Psachim. So if the Torah teaches us that you have to speak clean, Begnus Tzadikim Dibra Kosov, is it possible that the Torah would have described Leah in a negative light? Skip a line. Rav Omar Lo'olam Rakos Mamish. Yes, the Torah is describing her tender eyes. They were soft, like in a negative way. They were damaged from crying so much. V'lo ginai hula. But it wasn't considered a negative. Ala shavach hula. It was considered praise. It was like battle scars. Shoyse shamasa parashas hadurachim. Because Leah heard on the parashas hadurachim, on the way, the street talk. Bnei Adam, Shayu Omrim, people were saying, Shnei Banim Yeshla L'Rivka, Shtei Banos Yeshla L'Lavan, their two sons to Rivka, and her brother Lavan, from the same basic family, that is the Avraham relative family. Lavan has two daughters. So they made a cheshbon, they made a calculation, gedola legado v'katana lekatan. The assumption is that the older girl will go to the older boy, and the younger girl will go to the younger boy. V'yisa yosheves ha'parashas derachim, and she stayed there by the street, to Mashalas, and she asked, Godol my Maisov, what's with this older one? What do you hear about him? They're in different countries, but neighboring countries, but different countries. So she asked about him. Ish Rahu, he's a bad person, they tell her, the older son, Milastin Brios, and he tricks people. He's a highway robber. Katan my Maisov, okay, and what's with the younger one? Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, he's a straight person, he's in the tent of Torah. Vaisa Bochen, she would cry if this is her destiny. Achanashu Risei Eineha, until her eyes showed the damage of her crying. Vahinu Dechsiv, that's what the Pasuk means. Vayara Shemki Sinua Leia, that Leia felt hated. My snua, what does it mean she's hated? Ilema snua mamish, if it means she was hated in the marriage. Efsha begnus behemat tamei alo dibra akosav begnus tzadikim dibra akosav, was the Torah going to expose such a thing that Yaakov felt like that about her? There are other commentaries, other approaches here, but this Gemara says, Elo roa kadosh baruch hu shesinuim maisa esav befaneha. Hashem was remembering not a current hatred, but a hatred that preceded the marriage, that she so very much did not want to marry Esav, that she hated what she was hearing. Vayiftach es rachma, and that's why she was granted the opening of her womb, meaning the first child. So that's Leah. And indeed, if you examine Parshas Vayetze, as we've pointed out on different occasions, the story of the switch between Rachel and Leah is preceded by this comment that Rachel is beautiful and Leah had these tender eyes, which means she davened, and that is the focus, the opening statement to the story of how such a bizarre story can occur, that the brides get switched. It's wild. But if you want to understand it, if you have one child that's beautiful and the other child that davens well, the Torah is telling you, you can bet your money on the child that davens well. Bet your money is an expression. Don't start betting. Umaitznias haisaba barachel. And what kind of sensitivity do we find in Rachel, that some level of firstborn was restored to her indeed when the firstborn was taken from Reuven? On some level, it was granted to Yosef, Rachel's son. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayagad Yaakov l'Rachel, Yaakov told Rachel, Ki achi aviyahu, that he is the brother of her father, the nephew, the son of Rivka. V'chiven Rivka hu. V'halo ben achos aviyahu. Really, he should be called the son of the sister of the father. What does it mean, I'm already the brother of your father? Ela omar lo. What he was telling her was, menasvisly, will you marry me? Amra le'in, she said, yes, miu abba ramma ahu, but I know my father is a trickster, v'lo yachlis le, and you'll never best him. Amra lo, umay ramma usay, what kind of trick do you think he's going to play? Amra le isli achasa de kashisha minoy, I have an older sister, v'lo menasvali mikama, and he's not going to marry me off before her. She says, I anticipate he's going to try to do a switch here. Amalah, and Yaakov said, Achivani b'Rama'us, I'm his partner, I'm his brother, would be a better translation. I'm his brother in trickery, meaning I can best him. Amalei, Amralo, she said to him, Umishari, are you allowed to trick? And it's in brackets, so that it's not clear that it's Rachel the one who posed this question. It could be it's the Gemara who's posing the question. Is it correct for a tzaddik to involve himself in trickery, to match the tricker at his own game. And the Gemara answers in, yeah, im navar titava v'mikesh titapol, that if you're dealing with someone who's a tricker, you're allowed to figure out a way to outwit him. It's interesting that we don't see that Yaakov engaged in trickery in any way. Later on, we find perhaps with the sticks, vayachmeno, that he got the animals to pay attention to certain types of spotted sticks so that they should conceive spotted children so that he could make up all his losses with Lavan. Maybe over there was a trick, but over here, we don't see a trick. Masala simanim. The best trick he was able to come up with, it seems, was that he gave her signs, meaning code, so that she would be able to identify who she was. Apparently, Rachel and Leah, indeed, perhaps with a veil, they looked the same. He wouldn't be able to tell. But she had the simanim. She had the signs. Some say that the simanim that she had were the laws of Nida and Mikvah, and that the simon would be that she would say to Hora that I went to Mikvah before we'll be together, even though this is before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given. But we know that those great people, the start of the Jewish family, they already were observing Torah before it was given. Kikama Ailila, the story continues, so when they were bringing Leah was being brought to Chuppah instead of Rachel, Savra, Rachel thought to herself, Hashta Michsefa Achasoi, now my sister is going to be embarrassed, they're stuck in a system here, and Rachel has no way out, she can't fight with this strong-willed father, but my sister is going to be embarrassed, because Yaakov's going to expose it, Mesartinu Nehela, so she gave the simanim to Leah to let her know how she should handle the situation. Vahainu dechsiv, and that's why it says in the posuk, vayihi baboki v'inehi Leah, and it was in the morning, and suddenly it's Leah. Mechlal da'adhashta lav Leah hi. Until now he had no doubt that it was Rachel. It was certainly not Leah, because there was simanim. Alemetech simanim shemasal al Yaakov l'Rachel, because of the simanim that Yaakov gave to Rachel, umasrasa l'Leah, and she in turn gave them over to Leah, lohava yoda, until that moment he was in total confidence that it was Rachel. Ada hishaita, until that time. One quick observation. Sometimes people ask, why do challenges occur to good people? Righteous people are confronted with difficult situations. And actually, it's like Hashem is being our coach. He's giving us the opportunity for an extraordinary moment. And if we engage, if we embrace that extraordinary moment, we're able in one moment, kona olamo b'sha achas, to acquire greatness. That's what happened to Leah. She thought she's in this terrible predicament destined to Esav, and therefore she davened intensely, and she merited a breakthrough that she's the first one to have children, and she had the most children of all the Imahos. Rachel, likewise, was in a tough situation. Leah's being taken, and she saw no recourse how she could correct this other than to share the simanim with Leah, who then acted upon that. But that was her breakthrough. And she was zocha that Yosef was an extraordinary child. We still learn lessons and have impact from his legacy in a tremendous way, a very active way. And likewise, we have in the Navi that Rachel is the one who's able to plead the case of for the Jewish people, that she did such an extraordinary act. She asks Hashem to take us back, even if it doesn't seem fear. And Hashem indeed says, "Vishavu banim ligvulam," they will return. Yeshekoach, thank you for joining.